Is he being insensitive? We'll play you what he said, and we will take your calls up next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Mike Pence and Tim Kaine will be in the spotlight tonight, a week after the first presidential debate. The running mates get their turn tonight.
There's a festival atmosphere here in Farmville, with the lone vice presidential debate shining a spotlight on Longwood University. Started as a teacher's college, the university and small town are a liberal arts pod surrounded by Trump-Pence territory. Pence held a rally last night in nearby Ashland.
Even though it's 2-on-1 with the media doing half of Hillary Clinton's work for her every day, Donald Trump is still winning hearts and minds every day, and he's going to win all the way to the White House.
Tim Kaine is senator and former governor of the Commonwealth. Recent polling has Clinton up by as much as 7% here. Bob Costantini, Farmville, Virginia.
One man who has experience debating, Tim Kaine, has some advice for Mike Pence.
4 years ago, in a debate for U.S. Senate, former Virginia Governor George Allen went up against Tim Kaine. Allen tells WMAL there's one issue in particular that Mike Pence should focus on tonight.
You know, they talk about college tuition being such a big issue. Well, when Tim Kaine was governor, tuition skyrocketed.
Allen says that Pence should also go after Kaine's previous campaign promises and how many of those were fulfilled. You can hear tonight's vice presidential debate between Mike Pence and Tim Kaine live here on WMAL. Our coverage starts at 9. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Haiti is being buffeted by the outer bands of Hurricane Matthew. The storm's generating street flooding and has residents of the impoverished island nation scrambling to shelter at higher ground.
The storm is a wet one. Parts of Haiti and the Dominican Republic may see downpours of up to 40 inches. Eastern Cuba and some of the Bahamas could see up to a foot of rain, and Jamaica could see up to 10 inches.
Correspondent Mary Maloney, it is still unclear exactly what impact Hurricane Matthew may have on the U.S. Prince George's County police have arrested a high school student in connection with online threats against schools. A student at Parkdale High School in Riverdale was arrested and charged with making a threat of mass violence and other related charges. The threats named at least 4 county schools that could be targeted for violence. Additional police were deployed to those schools yesterday as a precaution. The U.S. has suspended bilateral talks with Russia over Syria, after Washington accused Moscow of failing to uphold a ceasefire.
So now when you ask the White House what happens next and what about the humanitarian need in Syria, the White House seems to put the onus back on Russia, saying that Russia has a lot at stake. Russia has a lot to lose. Russia is extremely isolated right now, sounding at least like the possibility is there that if Russia wants to come back to the table, that might be a possibility. But the White House isn't saying that in so many words. Instead, they're saying that the president is weighing a range of options.
Correspondent Michelle Kaczynski. And the neonatal intensive care unit at Prince George's Hospital Center is set to reopen today, nearly 2 months after it was closed, after 3 babies tested positive for a dangerous bacteria. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,254, the NASDAQ at 5301. Sports, the Vikings stay unbeaten as they defeat the Giants on Monday Night Football. NHL preseason, the Caps beat the Blues in double overtime. Baseball, it's the Orioles and Blue Jays tonight in the AL wildcard playoff. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When the power goes out, so does your radio. But our app is always on.
I'm just telling you the truth.
Get the free WMAL app today.
This is big stuff, big, big stuff.
In the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
Thank you, WMAL listeners. We've always known you were the best, but who would believe over 500 of you donated your cars to Cars for Kids this year? It's not actually so surprising when you consider how easy it is to donate your car and how great a feeling you get, too. Cars for Kids makes the process incredibly simple and convenient with free pickup of your vehicle in any condition, plus no hassles or paperwork for you. Call Cars for Kids today and have a pickup date scheduled by tomorrow. Just call the number, yes, you know the one, 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, or visit their website at carsforkids.com. That's Cars with a K. It only takes a couple of minutes, but the impact lasts forever. Whether you're looking to get rid of a car, a truck, boat, or any kind of real estate, Cars for Kids will take care of you. Call now to see how easy it is to make a difference in your community. Remember, that's Cars with a K at carsforkids.com. Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, coming off the Greenway and onto the toll road. A lot of heavy volume through Herndon and Reston. Trying to get through South Riding. The crash inbound eastbound 50 at Pleasant Valley causing extra delays for you on 50. So plan for the extra time and watch for police direction again in on 50 near Pleasant Valley. 66 bunched up on our normal stretches through Manassas, Centerville toward Vienna and the Beltway, but nothing reported currently along the way. Now let's get you to the Wilson Bridge, out of Maryland, back near Route 5, and then that volume extends toward the bridge out of Virginia to the Wilson Bridge. We're slowing near Telegraph Road, reports of an incident in the local lanes, and then 295 near the Naval Research Lab for crash. So that entire corridor, a bit busy here with our morning commute. We've been busy on the rails, on the MARC trains, Metro. Here's the latest update for Metro Rail. They're still dealing with single tracking on the Red Line because of a cracked rail outside of Friendship Heights. Single tracking between Medical Center and Van Ness, VRE. They had a stopped car on the tracks earlier this morning. Trains are on the move but behind schedule. Check VRE.org for the latest updates. They did cancel VRE trains number 321 and 330. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We could be in play for some kind of impacts from Hurricane Matthew through the upcoming weekend and maybe raking the southeast coast and heading up the mid-Atlantic coast. Certainly something we are going to have to continue to keep an eye on. Sun and clouds here today, 75. Some clouds tonight near a comfortable 60. And partial clouds tomorrow, 70. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 57 in Leesburg, 55 in Germantown, 60 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by V&F Office Products. The British pound drops to a 31-year low on fears that Brexit will harm the economy. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk, coming up in about 30 minutes. Larry Kudlow from CNBC will join us. I am Brian Wilson, and he is Larry O'Connor.
And I am a little at a loss here because Donald Trump made some statements yesterday at an event populated with veterans, and he was asked specifically about what kind of alternate methods of treatment he would authorize at the VA with regard to PTSD. The questioner cited the high suicide rate among combat war veterans and asked if he would be permitting holistic approaches to these things and an emphasis on chaplains, things like that. It was a very sensitive and interesting question. And his response, I don't know if it's really bothered people outside of the media or, you know, concern trolls from the Clinton campaign who just like to act like they're outraged over something that they believe is insensitive. So you tell me, is this a real controversy or a non-troversy? I don't presume to know what a combat veteran believes or feels when they hear a statement from a candidate having to do with their very special situation as a combat war veteran, especially when it comes to PTSD. So please, why don't you lend us your expertise here rather than me jumping right out here and saying this is fabricated by the media, which is my instinct. You tell me, especially we want to hear from veterans, if you served overseas, if you're active duty, if you're a family member of someone who has served. We would love to hear from you and you can venture to give us your opinion. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WML. Here's what Donald Trump said. Again, the question had to do specifically with treatment at the VA for post-traumatic stress disorder and the high suicide rate amongst combat veterans.
When you talk about the mental health problems, when people come back from war and combat and they see things that maybe a lot of the folks in this room have seen many times over, and you're strong and you can handle it, but a lot of people can't handle it. And they see horror stories, they see events that you couldn't see in a movie, nobody would believe it. Now, we need a mental health help and medical And it's one of the things that I think is least addressed.
So it's this one part of his answer, and his answer goes on, by the way, but here's this one part of the answer that people are raising objections to.
They see things that maybe a lot of the folks in this room have seen many times over, and you're strong and you can handle it, but a lot of people can't handle it.
So he's saying, oh, so if you see bad things overseas and you come home and you're suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, you can't handle it. It means you're not strong. That's what they're, those are the words they're putting in his mouth. That, you know, a lot of you in this room, you're strong, you can handle it, but a lot of people can handle it. Is that what you're getting from this? And do you really take offense? Did he not use the right words? Should he have addressed this a different way? Because, again, I don't see it, but I don't want to presume to know what a combat vet would know about this. So give us a call, please. 888-630-WMAO.
You know, Larry, I am, you know, I never served in the military. I never was in a war zone. I don't know what it is to experience the effects of PTSD. I really don't. But I will tell you this, that, I take these comments to be comments of compassion. I mean, it comes to me as if he's saying, you know, look, there are people who are struggling. And we want to do what we can to help him. And that somebody has seized upon, you know, three words out of a much longer statement, it seems to me, is just a little out of balance. Now, look, maybe I'm not sensitive. Maybe my ear would be different, and I would be more sensitive to this phrase if I was involved with someone who was suffering from PTSD, or if perhaps I had ever gone through that experience. And I'm hoping we'll hear from some people like that who can tell us how they interpreted it. But for me, it's a nothing burger. It's a nothing story, and it's ginned up by the media who are looking for anything they can do to knock Donald Trump off his peg. And I, the way I look at it, it was actually a sort of a statement of caring and compassion. I don't get it, personally, at all.
Yeah, I don't get it either. So maybe, like I said, you all can help me with this. Sarah in West Virginia, and you'll start with you, Sarah.
Yes,
you're on WMA.
Good morning, guys. How are you today?
We're well. Go ahead.
I recently lost a brother a couple months ago to PTSD. Mm. And I can tell you firsthand, I'm a disabled veteran myself. The VA system is terribly, terribly broke. And everything that Donald Trump said is 100% true, plus some. And the treatment is just not there. And I think that they took his words, completely twisted them, as they've been doing all along. But, you know, our system is broken. The VA system is it's the absolute worst care on the planet. They have nothing hardly for females, but they want to pump all this money in to transgenders, for people that want to become a female.
Yeah, no, I listen, I know, and you know, we address these issues a lot here, Sarah. We're specifically talking about his statement, though, and let me play it one more time so if people are just joining us. Here's what Donald Trump said, and this is a portion of a long answer that people are really taking, I think, the wrong way.
They see things that maybe a lot of the folks in this room have seen many times over, and you're strong and you can handle it, but a lot of people can't handle it.
And they're saying, oh, so a combat vet who comes back here and has PTSD, that means that he's not strong? It means he can't handle it? That's what they're inferring onto that statement. Sarah, thank you for the call. Thomas in Chantilly, you're next up on WMAL. Hey, Thomas.
Thomas, go ahead.
Yeah, I have to admit that as a combat vet with PTSD, I was a little surprised by Donald's comments. However, I know Hillary's take on the military and how much she hates the military, so I can overlook it. But it was a little surprising.
So it fell harsh on your ear, is what you're saying. It didn't quite
a little bit.
Yeah. So you perhaps were just a little sensitive to it, and it didn't sound quite right to you. But you honestly believe it was not done out of malice, right?
No, I think Donald has problems sometimes expressing himself, and so I'm not going to overlook it because I remember the first 2 years that Bill was in office, Hillary refused to let the military that served in the White House wear their uniforms. So
but can you specifically, not to you know, get too far into this with you, Thomas, but just if you can specifically say, what is it that he said that surprised you, or that hit your ear the wrong
way? Well, the fact that he made it sound like we weren't able to cope, or, you know, that we were weaker than other people. I mean, if you look back at World War II, Vietnam, you see all the people who have suffered from PTSD. So You know, it is a problem.
Right. Some people.
And I don't think he's an expert in the field.
Right. And then I think he was trying to draw a distinction, saying, well, not everybody comes back from combat has PTSD, right? Some people do and some people don't.
Well, I think some people don't admit it either. I know friends that probably are suffering from it as well. And because of the stigma associated with mental illness, that they're probably not willing to admit it.
Great. Thomas is exactly the kind of call that we wanted.
Yeah,
thank you, Thomas. Would really love to. And thank you, obviously, for your service. All right, more of your calls on this in a moment. It's 8:15. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, guys, we're busy. 3rd Street Tunnel northbound with the crash. You know what that means. Off the freeway. Everybody trying to get into the tunnel slows the freeway. Westbound coming off the 11th Street Bridge and 295 and out of Virginia off of 395 and the 14th Street Bridge. George Washington Parkway, keep alert. We have an unusual northbound delay north of the Key Bridge area as you head up towards Spout Run. You watch for that crash. Was blocking one lane here just a few moments ago. Southbound, we have the volume as you pass 123 and heading down to the bridges. That's pretty normal there. For 270, two accidents. First one's going to be southbound. Right as you come out of Frederick, passing 85 before you get to Urbana. The second one, southbound near 370. Beltway delays continue to keep us below speed. College Park to Silver Spring, inner loop in Bethesda. And on the outer loop passing Largo, had an incident near 50. That had been to the shoulder. Metro Rail Red Line, a cracked rail. I know it's a pretty big deal here outside of Friendship Heights. They are single tracking those red line trains between Medical Center and Van Ness with delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got a sunny, beautiful day today. We'll have some afternoon clouds, but our high will be 75 degrees. Tonight, a few clouds, low around 60, and then tomorrow, partly cloudy, high near 70 degrees. Not quite as warm tomorrow as it is today. We are watching Matthew, of course, the hurricane that's starting to hit Haiti right now. And it looks like it might affect us on Saturday or Sunday. Some showers on Saturday and some high winds on Sunday. But we'll watch it because these things change. Right now, 60 degrees in the nation's capital at 8:17.
Schedule your annual heating system check now with McCarthy Home Services for only $59. That's huge savings just for scheduling early. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Mr. Trump, in a way, gives people running room to do this because he's sometimes syntactically challenged as he wanders through some of his sentences. But it really is perverse to say that he in some way was insulting these people.
George Will last night commenting on this controversy, I think, over Donald Trump's statement. Here it is again.
They see things that maybe a lot of the folks in this room have seen many times over, and you're strong and you can handle it, but a lot of people can't handle it.
Talking about combat vets coming back and suffering from PTSD, he was asked specifically about it and what he would do with the VA in terms of treating those vets and also to address the high suicide rate amongst combat war veterans. And Brian, we are so blessed here on WMAL to have such a large community of veterans and active duty military members that we thought it would be a great idea to check with you and say, you know, you tell us, is this a problem or not? How about Ben in Culpeper? You're next up on WMAL.
Good morning, Ben.
Hey, good morning, guys. I was lucky enough to return from Afghanistan without PTSD. I was there when we had the biggest attack on a U.S. military base since the Vietnam War, so it was pretty intense. Mm. But I think that the high suicide rate amongst veterans with PTSD is proof that some can't handle it. Any psychiatrist will tell you that emotional pain can be far more devastating than physical pain. And so, just like any other medical problem, any other injury, you know, some people are better at handling it, and they need the treatment.
Yeah.
So I don't have any problem with what he said.
All right, Ben. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Ben.
And thanks for your service. How about Josh in Greenbelt? You're next up on WMAL. Hey, Josh.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
So I'm a two-time war vet. I've been to Iraq twice. I do have service-connected disability with PTSD. And ultimately, at the end of the day, I really think that when you're talking about somebody's strength, it's relative, because you can put, you know, many different people in the same situation. I think statistically only 20% of people will come out of war with PTSD. So I really think it has more to deal with someone's personal, I guess their psyche, being able to handle a certain situation or not. I really think it's more derived of like life experiences and stuff like that leading up to that point.
So on the face of it, this statement didn't rub you the wrong way.
No, it did. It definitely did not. No.
Josh, thank you for that.
Thank you, Josh. Appreciate it.
How about Tom in Clifton?
Yeah. Hey, Tom. Good morning. You're on with Brian and Larry. What do you think there, Tom?
Good morning. I'm a infantry combat veteran with a master's degree in counseling, and PTSD is a wound. If you got shot in the shoulder, you'd be less strong than if you didn't get shot in the shoulder. So it depends on your background. The solution to PTSD is listening. Just get them to talk it out, and it takes a while for some, and takes a long time for others, but it's just a treatment for a wound, and being strong has nothing to do with it.
So you think that it was inappropriate then for Donald Trump to draw a comparison of people who can't?
No, not at all. He was exactly right.
Oh, I see. Excuse me. I misunderstood. Well, thank you so much for bringing your expertise to this, Tom, not only as a veteran, an infantry veteran, but also as someone with a master's in counseling. Fantastic. Let's go to Marcel in Vienna. Marcel, you're on WMAL.
Good morning.
Good morning. I would just like to point out that it's actually less than 1% of the population of the United States actually serves in the military. So I do commend Trump on contacting them and providing outreach. But I wonder where Hillary was. Where was her outreach program? She's been serving the United States for 26 years. She keeps touting experience.
And she didn't show up to. And she didn't show up to this forum.
That's right.
She didn't call the veterans up and ask to meet them. She's had plenty of opportunity in 26 years, I think.
Yeah.
And I also would say, as a military spouse, I do not trust my husband to serve under a woman to abandon our people in Benghazi.
Right. The way things get misinterpreted, you don't mind him serving under a woman. It's this particular woman who abandoned the troops. You know, that's what they did to Rudy Giuliani. They took him out of context like that. Thank you, Marcel. All right, more of your calls on this in a moment.
It is now 8:22 on WMAL.
Have you scheduled your annual heating system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual heating system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
You know, you may be reaching that time which you want to downsize your existing home. That happened to Art and Judy of Potomac, Maryland. They decided the time was right for them. And after 40 years in their home, the couple wanted to simplify, so they listed with Frank Prindle of Remax Allegiance. Frank's incredible marketing system resulted in multiple offers, and within 3 days, their home sold for top dollar. Art and Judy's decision to work with Frank Prindle provided them with absolute peace of mind. You see, there is no risk to working with Frank. He will sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it guaranteed. Plus, Frank sells homes faster and on average for 8% more money than other local agents. Frank's innovative system for selling homes is often imitated, but don't be fooled. There is only one Frank Prindle. So take my advice. Call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Built for business. In business, time is money. In business, money is also money. No wonder nearly 1,000 businesses choose Comcast Business Internet over DSL from the phone company every single day. Not only is it up to 5 times faster, it's actually a better value when you go with the fastest plan. So take a minute out of your busy schedule and call Comcast Business. It will be well worth your time and your money.
Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add voice and TV for just $34.90 a month. And ask about our two-year price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 10/31/16. Restrictions apply. Limited to one voice line and private view TV for new customers. Two-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet at an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Savings claim based on cost per megabits per second. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
It is 8:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here comes Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We're busy, Larry. Fairfax County Parkway. If you're trying to get southbound down toward I-95. Here's the drill. It's very slow due to the crash. Southbound 286 Fairfax County Parkway at I-95. So if you're heading southbound and you have the chance to bail out onto the Franconia Springfield Parkway to 95, that could save you a little bit of extra time. On northbound 95, we still have our morning rush hour volume with us as we head through Stafford. And again, in Woodbridge, on Route 1 in Woodbridge, had the crash on the Occoquan, giving us extra pressure on that stretch of Route 1. 66, most of the way in Manassas through to the Beltway with the stop and go. Off of the Greenway, big delays this morning and onto the toll road. And also on 50 through South Riding, the crash had been eastbound near Pleasant Valley. On DC 295 south at Benning for the crash. Baltimore Washington Parkway northbound north of 32 incident, and southbound south of 198 on the Baltimore Washington Parkway busy with the crash. Traffic update brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Well, call now for pain relieving braces and non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information and free shipping. 800-888-KNEE, 800-888-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances zero here today. Tomorrow, a few clouds, a clear sky for the first part of the day. Nice drive in, good drive home. 75, plenty of blue sky. Tonight, a few clouds with the stars down to a slightly cooler 60. Partly cloudy tomorrow up near 70. And we may have impacts here over the upcoming weekend from very powerful Hurricane Matthew. I'm meteorologist Ray Staging, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 60 degrees in the nation's capital, 827 on WMAL.
They see things that maybe a lot of the folks in this room have seen many times over, and you're strong and you can handle it, but a lot of people can't handle it.
Donald Trump, speaking of combat vets who are suffering from PTSD, and, well, there's a lot of faux outrage, there's a lot of concern trolling going on, there's a lot of screaming about a controversy or a non-troversy. We are asking you, if you're a combat vet, to let us know if he said it the wrong way or something. Gregory in Woodbridge, you're next up on WMAL.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, so I'm a three-time vet. I had PTSD and couldn't get diagnosed or treated properly when I got back. But what he said was exactly what he wanted to say, and I think it was appropriate. Everybody comes back with PTSD. I don't care who they are. If you've seen the action, you've seen the disasters that occur over there. It's just horrendous. But people can handle things differently. And what he was saying is some of you are strong enough that you've gone on. You haven't committed suicide. I've lost six soldiers and three fellow officers to PTSD because they couldn't get it treated properly. And I think it's a shame.
And if I read what he said correctly, that's what he wants to address, to make sure that they get the kind of help they want, which I think is a positive thing. You know, Larry, and all of we did this again earlier this morning, I haven't heard one person come on the line and say, he was wrong and I'm outraged. Not one.
Well, Anderson Cooper and Don Lemon weren't available to call in.
I guess not.
Don't even get me started on Rachel Maddow. It's 8:29 on WMAL.
You could get your flu shot where you buy diapers and cat food. Or you can just walk into Inova Urgent Care and get your flu shot with the confidence of having physicians on site. The quadrivalent flu shot protects against the four main flu viruses, twice as many strains as a traditional flu shot. Available at all 10 Inova Urgent Care locations across Northern Virginia. A proactive way to keep your family healthy. Just walk in or reserve your spot at inova.org/UCC. Inova, join the future of health.
When I host my family, my mom says, Carol, you have this magical way of making us all so comfortable. Yes, Mom, the comfort elves work very hard at that. The truth is, I have thecompanystore.com. Everything's made with the ultimate comfort. Now, if I just had some cleanup elves.
Thecompanystore.com has been perfecting the ultimate comforts of home for over 100 years. From the finest quality bedding and bath to home decor and more. Order between October 1st and 30th to get 25% off plus free shipping with our friends and family discount. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter the code FAMILY.
Coming up on WMAL, Larry Kudlow from CNBC. It's 8:29.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. The latest CNN ORC poll gives Hillary Clinton a 5-point edge nationwide over Donald Trump in a 4-way race.
Hillary Clinton grew 4 points, 43% around Labor Day to 47% now. Donald Trump lost 3 points, 45% to 42%. There's her new 5-point edge right there.
Correspondent David Challey. And of course, tonight is the vice presidential debate. 4 years ago, Tim Kaine debated Republican former Virginia Governor George Allen when they were competing for U.S. Senate. And Allen tells WMAL he can anticipate what Kaine will say tonight.
Tim was a civil rights lawyer. He'll bring up that his Republican father and his wife's record. And I think all of this will fit into attacks on Donald Trump.
You can hear the debate tonight at 9 here on WMAL and WMAL.com. Libertarian Party presidential candidate Gary Johnson is trying to move past his recent foreign policy gaffes, not knowing what Aleppo is and being unable to name a foreign leader he admires.
We're involved in a civil war where hundreds of thousands of innocent people have died, and because we're involved in both sides of this crossfire, we have to take some responsibility for a lot of those people that have died. But I guess because you can dot the I's and cross the T's on foreign leaders and geographic locations, that now somehow you're qualified to put us in that situation?
Johnson says we need a president who will admit mistakes, and he says neither Trump nor Clinton will do that. The National Hurricane Center now says Category 4 Hurricane Matthew has made landfall in western Haiti. Florida officials are keeping a cautious eye on Matthew. It's bringing life-threatening rain, wind, and storm surge. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,254, the Nasdaq at 5301. Sports, the Vikings beat the Giants on Monday Night Football. Preseason NHL action, the Caps beat the Blues, and the Orioles meet the Blue Jays in Toronto tonight in their one-game American League wildcard playoff. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Have you been thinking about or wanting new windows? Hey, it's Brian Wilson and my good friends over at Thompson Creek Windows want you to know now is the time to buy. Thompson Creek Window Company is the one company that does it all. They design, build, and install each window custom-made for your home and our unique climate. There are no middlemen, eliminating unnecessary headaches and expenses. And right now, Thompson Creek is offering the lowest prices of the season. Buy three windows and get one free. You have the chance right now to save some money on the cost of new windows and your utility bills year-round, plus increase the value of your home. It's a win-win-win. And this is the time to act. Pick up your phone right now and call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK to get Thompson Creek's lowest prices of the season. Buy three windows, get one free. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. And tell them Brian Wilson sent you.
Home, sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
Tired of all the dating advice you get when you're single?
You know, you just got to get out there.
Okay, now, if you could just remind us all where there is, that'd be great.
You should really check out one of those new dating apps.
Sure, you swipe right on the photo, and if you're really lucky, it may actually belong to a real person.
You're gonna meet someone when you least expect it.
Okay, so what? In the restroom? Because that's when I'd least expect it. Look, we all know, as well-meaning as they may be, your friends don't always have the best dating advice. Fortunately, there is one piece of advice you can count on. Call It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch is the world's number one personalized matchmaking service for busy professionals. We meet everyone and personally select every match, just like we've done for 25 years. We've planned over 2 million first dates. Yours could be next. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Find out what an It's Just Lunch matchmaker can do for you. Call 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. I can provide a range of implant restorative treatment options in a single pain-free visit. Here are the advantages of choosing McMillan Sedation Dentistry. I have over 35 years of experience, hundreds of hours of advanced training and certification to use a nationally recognized state-of-the-art implant treatment. Implants are a permanent and simple solution, the new standard of care for tooth replacement and denture stabilization. From a single missing tooth to an entire set of teeth, dental implants restore your appearance, speech, oral health, comfort, and self-esteem. With dental implants, we can also permanently replace your dentures, which means no more slippage or adhesives ever again. Smile big. Eat what you want. Call McMillan Sedation Dentistry today and make your appointment at 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
You've put it off long enough. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. So call someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid. And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
835 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Major delays getting in through town. I'm talking about the accident in the northbound 3rd Street Tunnel at Massachusetts Avenue. Now, they're trying to deal with this crash, and they're stopping commuters now from getting into the 3rd Street Tunnel. So traffic is just really coming to a halt. To wait this out, or just we have to have some patience working through this, because I'm seeing northbound 295 delays the whole way back to the Beltway, back near the Wilson Bridge. That goes up onto the inbound 11th Street Bridge, onto the freeway where commuters are trying to figure out what to do. Can't get into the 3rd Street Tunnel. You need to bypass the tunnel. Also, you'll see a lot of that bailout traffic if you're on northbound 295 over South Capitol Street, past Nat Stadium. That's picking up the extra volume. Same story out of Virginia. Eastbound freeway commuters trying to do the same thing and sort things out once they get to the closure. Northbound 395 delays out of Springfield and the express lanes in Edsel Road. That's where they're dealing with the crash. On 66, it's just been about the volume. 270, we've had two separate accidents. We're still slow out of Frederick and off of 70 past the initial crash between Route 85 and Route 80 Urbana. Second accident southbound near 370. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances zero here today. Tomorrow, a few clouds, a clear sky for the first part of the day. Nice drive in, good drive home. 75, plenty of blue sky. Tonight, a few clouds with the stars down to a slightly cooler 60. Partly cloudy tomorrow up near 70. And we may have impacts here over the upcoming weekend from very powerful Hurricane Matthew. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 58 in Dumfries, 54 in Bowie, 60 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
It's 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's Brian and Larry. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall, and joining us on the line, CNBC senior contributor, host of the Larry Kudlow Show, heard on WMAL Saturdays at 7 o'clock in the evening. It's Larry Kudlow. Hey, Larry. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
You got this new book out, want to mention, JFK and the Reagan Revolution. We've talked about it before, A Secret History of American Prosperity. That's your wheelhouse. And I want to talk about a guy who was prosperous but apparently took a risk and lost a lot of money. And now he's being criticized because he took the tax deduction for having taken the risk and lost the money, which is, as far as I can tell, what every good American does. If they're willing to take a risk and they take a loss, they get a break. Right?
You are correct. It's as American as cherry pie, and nothing illegal, nothing evasive, by the way. He took net operating losses and carried them forward up to the law, which, I don't know, the New York Times keeps saying 18 years. Some tax accounts are telling me 15 years. But I want to raise one point here. The angle that I see in the Times is that, you know, Trump was not a good businessman. He took incredible risks, blah, 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 blah. I don't see anybody, maybe I'm going to have to write this up. We had a terrible real estate downturn in the late 80s and the early 90s.
Yes.
Terrible. Not the rest of the economy. There was a very mild recession from the oil shock in 1990. But what happened was, In the 1986 reform bill, tax reform bill, which Reagan, you know, worked with Rostenkowski and Gephardt and Bradley, there was a lot of good. The top income tax went from 50 to 28%. Corporate taxes went down. A lot of loopholes were closed. And that's where I'm going here. They closed a lot of real estate loopholes. They stopped the ability to deduct real estate losses. They pulled back on what's called accelerated cost depreciation. And, you know, that's a tax break you get if you make a new investment. And what happened was estimates of businesses, you know, based on certain cash flows, based on certain tax assumptions, crashed because that was not grandfathered. It's the first time in history that a major tax law change was not grandfathered. And all of a sudden, people woke up in 1987 and said, oh my God, these projects won't work. A lot of it was commercial real estate, which is what the business Trump was in, including his airplane. This all scored as commercial real estate. Some of it hit residences. Now, here's what you're forgetting, not you guys, but what the Times is forgetting. The Resolution Trust Corporation, remember the RTC run by Bill Seidman, a terrific man, the late Bill Seidman. He was the FDIC chair. He set up the RTC and gathered up hundreds and hundreds of millions of these assets, which went down the tube because they're no grandfather of what's called passive losses. And Donald Trump suffered like almost everybody. Thousands of savings and loans went down. Thousands of banks went down. And that part of the economy was in recession for practically 10 years. So what might have looked good when Trump's projects were created, and this is especially true for the casinos, all of a sudden looked real bad because all of the tax loss assumptions were out the window. Now, is he to blame? Well, he's no more to blame than thousands and thousands of other investors who were absolutely screwed by the change in the tax law that was not grandfathered.
Larry Kudlow,
about that.
Yeah, no, it's a great point.
Seriously, it's a key point.
It's very important. And listen, here's the thing. Since this debate last week, we've been spending a lot of time, and also since the New York Times article, we've been spending a lot of time talking about Donald Trump's taxes and what might be in them and whether he paid anything. We're not talking about my taxes and your taxes and the undecided voters' taxes. So as we go into tonight's debate, what is your advice to Governor Mike Pence in terms of emphasizing what is clearly a superior tax program for the American people?
That is a really totally five-star key point, because I thought Mr. Trump missed a lot of opportunities in the first debate with Mrs. Clinton.
You wouldn't be alone in that thought.
And you know Tim Kaine is going to go right after this. He's the attack dog.
Well, let him be the attack dog. I don't know. I don't have anything to say about Governor Kaine. But the point I want to make here is, at every step of the way, Trump has got to include his broad-based, across-the-board tax reduction, tax rate reduction for individuals, increase in the standard deduction for middle and lower end individuals, and perhaps most particularly his reduction to 15% from 40% for businesses. And that's all businesses, large and small businesses. It's not tax cuts for the rich. Actually, it's aimed at tax cuts for the middle. First, any study will show you, you cut the corporate tax rate, the biggest beneficiaries are the middle-income wage earners. That's a really important point. And secondly, as I said earlier, there's a lot of middle-income, including child care tax credits and so forth, that are aimed right smack in the middle. And thirdly, Trump has a growth and prosperity plan. You are not going to tax your way into prosperity. Right. Mrs. Clinton is offering tax increases across the board, individuals, companies, capital gains, stock market activities, the death tax, which, by the way, Trump wants to abolish.
Right.
She believes you can tax your way into prosperity. That has never happened in history. And if I may, my own book shows the JFK tax rate reductions, just like Reagan, produced tremendous economic booms. Now, Trump got some of that out, but he didn't press his case. She's got a recession plan. He's got a prosperity plan. I think you'll see Tim Pence, who is very, very familiar familiar with all these things. He will go after that. He will absolutely, right. I mean, Mike Pence, he will absolutely go after all that stuff.
Well, we're going to have to leave it right there. Larry Kudlow, it is always a pleasure. Thank you. It is now 844 on WMAL.
These guys.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
They speak the truth.
Washington's Mall.
Straightforward.
WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk.
All right, summer is over, but that means that the dirt and the bacteria and Lord knows what else has been ground deep into your treasured Persian and Oriental rugs. It's time for you to have a deep down professional clean. And for that, you know what you need? You know what you need? You need Hadid. That's right. Because when you're choosing the company to clean your rugs, here's what you need to do. Ask a bunch of questions. Do they clean the rugs in their own facility? Do they hand wash each and every rug? Do they offer stain removal and color restoration? Can you tour the facility where your rugs are being cleaned? If they can't answer yes to all of these questions, well, then you do need Hadid. Hadid will gently wash each of your cherished Persian and Oriental rugs by hand. They can restore your rugs to their original brilliance and create a healthier environment for your home or office. Here's the number to call, 703-241-1111 now, and get 20% off in-plant rug cleaning. Hadid offers free pickup and delivery with a minimum order. Here's the number, 703-241-1111, or go online to joehadid.com to find one of Hadid's four drop-off locations. That's joehadid.com.
It's 8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here comes Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And if you haven't heard, Metrorail's having problems with their red line, a cracked rail at the Friendship Heights station just outside of the station. So they've been single tracking the red line trains between Medical Center and Van Ness. Shuttle buses have been set up. The outbound trains are bypassing those stations to try to eliminate and alleviate some of those delays. But big delays continue, so plan for that. Maryland on 270. It's a big backup still out of Frederick. The crash south on 270, right as you come off of 70 past 85 before you get to Urbana, finally out of the travel lanes, but man, it is jammed. So expect that to take some time to clear out. Once you get beyond that, the next set of delays essentially will be Germantown off and on down through to the Capitol Beltway. What a mess we have in town because of this crash in the 3rd Street Tunnel. So northbound tunnel, they've been dealing with the accident near Massachusetts Avenue. Then everybody was temporarily stopped and not allowed to get into the tunnel or moving again into the tunnel. So it's, I know it sounds complicated, but that's why the rush hour is just at a halt here off of each direction of 295 and 395 out of Virginia. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Slightly cooler over the next few days. Some nice air in place. Clear this morning. Some clouds mix in with sunshine through the day. We make 75, 60 tonight. A few clouds tomorrow, 70. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
60 degrees right now at 847.
This is Jamie Witten. If you have any dental fear or just need a great, caring dentist, contact Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Well, there's some changes over at a school in Alexandria. You know, we told you this story the other day about how there was a principal who was working at this math school, very important math school, had a great reputation of tremendous math scores in Alexandria. But instead of trying to help the students that were, you know, behind by giving them some extra help, what he did was he had his teachers go through and find out which of the students in the school were likely to not pass the big test that was coming up.
Yeah.
And then it was to identify those people. And then he had his teachers call those parents of those students and say, you know, your kid really probably doesn't want to take this test.
Yeah, it sure would be a shame for them to have the sniffles that day.
Yeah, and you can opt out. It's your right to do so. And a lot of parents did. And what was the end result? Well, the principal looks like he's brilliant because all the kids did so well on the test and the averages for the school were very high.
And everyone got their bonuses.
That's right. Well, this was exposed by the Washington Post. And here's the new development. That principal, his name is Brandon Davis. Has been reassigned.
Reassigned?
Reassigned.
Well, that's not the same as fired.
No, it's not.
That's not the same as getting thrown out on your keister and no chance of any sort of post-work pension or health benefits.
No, they have a new principal over there. Cezante Williams Oliver has been named the interim principal, but this Brandon Davis guy has been reassigned back to headquarters where he's going to do administrative duties.
Maybe they've promoted him and he's going to train all the principals to do this sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah. I tell you, it's outrageous. You know, look, when somebody, if a kid was cheating on a test, you know, there would be huge repercussions for that child.
Oh yeah,
and you know, you might even be, you know, suspended or thrown out of school for cheating on a test.
Sure.
and breaking academic standards. But when a principal does it, he gets administratively reassigned.
Yeah, that's smooth the way they do that.
Yeah, 8:50.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Do you listen to music at the office? It might make for a more cooperative workplace. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Researchers at Cornell grouped participants into teams of three, then gave each team member multiple opportunities to either contribute to the team's value using tokens or keep the tokens for themselves. Now, when happy, upbeat songs were played, people were more likely to contribute to the group's value. Think about the Happy Days theme song, Brown Eyed Girl by Van Morrison, Yellow Submarine by the Beatles, Walking on Sunshine by Katrina and the Waves. When unpleasant music was played, people were more likely to keep the tokens for themselves. The study's lead author says our results show that people seem more likely to get into sync if they're listening to music that has a steady beat to it. So go ahead, crank up the speakers, do it in the name of teamwork. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
There is nothing worse than working all day on sore feet. Well, maybe working all day on sore feet, not being able to concentrate, neglecting to set the brake on your work truck, sprinting after it like a maniac, falling down and watching it roll into a drainage ditch. Yeah, that's worse. When your feet hurt, your work suffers. So get the Timberland Pro GridWorks boot. Anti-fatigue technology and a 30-day comfort guarantee. Timberland Pro. Visit your local Timberland Pro retailer to get a pair.
So are you thinking about renting out your house? That is a great choice. Well done. You are a smarty. You know, the rental market is red hot right now. This is going to give you the opportunity to move from average homeowner to savvy investor, right? That's great. But are there some issues with renting out your home that you're sort of not sure about? You know, like all of the paperwork and finding the right tenant and pricing your property the correct way in the market. And oh, what about having to deal with all the maintenance problems? Yeah, you're not alone, but that's why I've got a solution for you. It's Renter's Warehouse. They are America's number one rent estate company. They help everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Trust me, the rent estate advisors at Renter's Warehouse make property management so easy. They'll do all those things I just listed for just $80 a month. Renting your property can deliver steady cash flow and long-term equity plus great tax benefits. It's called rent estate. Go from homeowner to investor today with Renter's Warehouse. Get started with a free home rental price analysis at renterswarehouse.com. That's renterswarehouse.com or call them 202-625-4370. One more time, 202-625-4370. Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
Hello, everybody. This is Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. That's right, just $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. We sold 68 homes last quarter alone, saving our clients on average $23,000. What could you do with an extra $23,000? Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Things change, and that's a good thing. Kids head off to college into the world and start paying their own bills for once. You and your wife get to know each other again, and that automotive labor of love you've never had time for, it's waiting in the garage. So change is good, but it brings questions, such as, what's your plan? Which brings us to the mutual fund store. We've joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now, at Financial Engines, you'll still get the same personalized retirement plan from a trusted advisor who sits on your side of the table as a fiduciary, doing what's right for you. But we also offer more than mutual funds and more tools, including more powerful research to build a plan that helps you get where you want to go, no matter what's changing around you. The first step is to let us show you the power of a great plan and how Financial Engines can make that happen. Visit financialengines.com today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
Meet your favorite celebrity chefs only at Live Casino. We're hosting appearances from celebrity chefs Todd English on October 7th, Buddy Velastro on October 14th, Bobby Flay on October 21st, and Padma Lakshmi on October 28th. Don't miss your chance to meet these culinary legends at Live Casino. For more information, visit MarylandLiveCasino.com. At Arundel Mills, must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit MDGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
A stroke can strike lightning fast. When it does, minutes matter. The George Washington University Hospital is designated as a comprehensive stroke center, the highest stroke care designation available. That means we care for the most complex stroke patients in the DC area. Don't let a stroke strike you. Visit gwstrokecenter.com to take a free stroke risk assessment. Physicians are not employees or agents of this hospital.
8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here comes Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Oh, we're trying to get through this rush hour. Tough, though, on the 3rd Street Tunnel crash northbound at Massachusetts Avenue. Still with the accident, but you can get through and you can get into the tunnel now. The big delay is off of both 395 and across the 14th Street Bridge to the freeway, and 295 each direction, 11th Street Bridge and onto the freeway. Now we'll get you in towards Chantilly area on 28 northbound. Again, very slow this morning, the crash north of Frying Pan Road. In on 50 as you approach Pleasant Valley Road, early accident activity out of the travel lanes now. And on 270 south out of Frederick, the crash south of 85 before you get to Route 80 Urbana to the shoulder, but heavy as you make the approach. Update brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The rain here over the next couple of days. Temperatures will back off a little bit. 75 today. A few clouds around with clear sky today. And as we go on through tonight, a few clouds down to about 60. Partial clouds tomorrow up near 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 62 degrees at 8:56.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice. One that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Do you know what a REIA is? It's a real estate investor association, and it's where smart people go to obtain wholesale houses, obtain no money, no credit financing, meet local buyers, sellers, and investing partners, and receive local market intelligence and training. Don't buy houses retail. That's ridiculous. And please don't waste your time and money going to a get-rich-quick seminar from a traveling pitchman. Come network with local D.C. and Northern Virginia area real estate investors that are just getting started or taking it to the next level. Come join the largest real estate investor network in the metropolitan area. We meet on Wednesday, October 5th at 6 p.m. at the Bethesda Marriott and Thursday, October 6th at 6 p.m. at the Tyson's Corner Marriott on Leesburg Pike. And you can register to attend for free by calling 800-493-1206. This month's topic, a local real estate investor panel of experts. Call 800-493-1206. Write it down. That's 800-493-1206. Call now. Brought to you by the Northern Virginia and DC Real Estate Networking Club.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hey friends, I'm Eric Stewart, the host of The Eric Stewart Show, with exciting news. My wildly popular free seminar on how to sell your home for top dollar is returning to Tyson's Corner and North Bethesda this month. Hear the market outlook, find the best time to sell your home, get tips on ridding clutter out of your house, and discover the improvements that will make you money. Learn where to put a dollar in to get $2 back. You can register at ericstewartgroup.com or call 1-800-900-5377. Again, 800-900-5377.
Hey, DC, have you heard? Southwest has brand new routes, like the ones from Reagan National to Providence, so you can say yes to flying to great new places, and as always, yes to low fares with nothing to hide. That's transparency. Book now at southwest.com. Service starts 11/6/16.
Tomorrow, Andrew McCarthy, Kitty McFarland, and we'll also look at the results of the vice presidential debate.
And we'll preview that debate on your drive home today at 5. Next up is Chris Plant.
Media madness everywhere. It is crazy. Donald Trump under attack like he's a schoolgirl at a Boko Haram picnic. It's crazy out there. And I want to hear what you